in preparation for the Haggadah tomorrow night, I was bothered by this notion of Chatzos HaLaila, where Moshe says, Kachatzos HaLaila, that you will be redeemed around midnight. And the narrator then says, Vayihi Bachatzi HaLaila. We're told by Rashi that this means the midpoint of the night. It's very precise. And really, Hashem never had anything to do with that. He said, Laila, sometime during the night, I will rescue the people. And the Medrash and the Gemara prove that God's respect, not to shame Moshe for having inserted this midnight moment, prompted him to follow Moshe's instruction and say, Vayihi Bachatzi HaLaila, the Torah tells us, the narrator says, and it was at the moment of midnight, even though God never intended it that, but it was Moshe that made that statement. And so I've been meditating on what does this mean, this moment of midnight, the moment at night where it's darkest, the dark night of the soul, the time for Kabbalists to get up and say Tikkun Chatzos and bewail the mourning, bewail the loss of the temple and the temple of the heart, the broken soul, in Tikkun Chatzos, which is an essential part of Breslov Minhagim. And I have supplied in my meditation some proof texts that base my meditation on the two types of matzah, the Lechem Oni, that is before Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the Lechem of Faith, or as the Zohar calls it, or the Lechem de Mehemenusa, the Lechem, the Matzah of Liberation. And the Alter Rebbe of Chabad in Parshat Tzav makes a distinction between the two matzahs. The first matzah does not have a Vav, and that's before midnight, before the Korban Pesach. And the second one has a Vav, which means Hamshacha, a connection with the Divine, after the revelation of Divine. And I bring the proof text that it's Bichvodi Uviatzmi, it was no lo al yidei Saraf, lo al yidei Malach, as the Haggadah tells it. It was God in his Bichvodo Va'atzma that revealed himself at midnight. Not only that, Moira Godel means Gilu Shechina, as we're told in the Haggadah. So the Shechina presents itself based on a proof text over Moira Godel. I wanted to suggest that based on the Pri Eitz Chaim and the Tzemach Tzedek, that down here, Pesach, according to the Berditcheva, is the mouth that speaks, its language. Kol Amar BeYitzias Mitzrayim Harizeh Meshubach. We engage in language, but all that language stops at the point of midnight. All the language of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, halachically, the Dalet Kosos, according to the Gra, certainly the Afikoman, which is the Korban Pesach, which is eaten with the Matzah Morah, that has to be done by midnight. Why the halachic insistence, other than the Chasam Sofer and the Netziv, both the Alter Rebbe and the Gra, insist that this all must be done before Chatzos, because at the moment of Chatzos there's the Gilu Shechina. And I wanted to suggest, therefore, that language, the revealed word, the osios of language, the matzos and the mitzvahs are all fine before the moment of revelation. It is the work that we do to come to that moment of interaction with the Divine, where we, at that moment of midnight, surrender to the Gilu Shechina. And that Gilu Shechina leaves us dumbfounded. It leaves us quiet, silent. Because down here, the Tzemach Tzedek says, it's Pesach. But upstairs, it is Chashmal, as the Ezekiel prophet explained after his vision going upstairs. And Chashmal is split into, just like Pesach is the mouth that speaks, Chashmal is the Mal, the speaking, Ruach Malala. Adam was created a speaking language animal, then becomes Chash, becomes silent. And therefore, at the moment of midnight, when there's a Gilui of Shechina, I think that's where the Sipur stops and the Shtika arises. There is a hush, there is a silence. Once the Gilui of the Shechina occurs, there is nothing more to say. It's almost as if Language is inadequate to express the feeling of being in the presence of the divine. Remember, that presence is a gilui, which is very momentary in Pesach. It's the high point of the Kabbalistic calendar. It's the point of the gilui of Atika, Kadisha, which then immediately leaves, and we have to build it up again through the 49 days of the Omer. Unlike the other high point of the Kabbalistic calendar in Shmini Atzeres, we've had the whole of Elul and Tishri to prepare for it. So there, the presence is present and stays after Shmini Atzeres. Here, it is only a momentary flash of the divine, but it leaves us speechless. And lastly, I want to say, in light of recent events, you know, Elie Wiesel was asked, why did you wait 30 years to write your first novel? He said, we lacked the language of the Shoah. We had no language to describe the horror. And so all we'd had was Vayidom Aaron, the silence of Aaron. I would like to say that this midnight moment is not only the revelation of the divine over Moira Gedoila. Moira can be Yira Iloh and Yira Tator. It could be an internal fear, a pachad, the pachad that happens when everything is going against you. You've hit rock bottom. There's nowhere else to go. The people are surrounded. We're in Gaza, the hostages, the Shoah. The only response to that is the language of Shtika. As God said to Moshe when he saw Rabbi Akiva's reward for being Doiresh Tilei Tilim of Torah, he saw him being flayed on the crucifix and tortured by the Romans and questioned God's theodicy, question God's justice, and God said, Shtoik kach ola b'machshova. I need you to be quiet, because language I will not be able to express to you in logical language, my machshova, my intent before creating the world. So I think that this midnight moment has a dual aspect. It's both the shtika of seeing the golos and the torture and the Shoah and the hostages and the terror of our lives outside, the terror of the inside life, our inner spiritual landscape being at the 49th level of Tumah. Plus, the other side of that Gilu Shechina is to be awestruck by the salvific promises and presence of the divine in rescuing us from the darkest pits of Mitzrayim and from the darkest depths of our addictions and from the darkest depths of our people's suffering. And I think that that's the midnight moment, the Chatzos HaLaila. And that came from Moshe Rabbeinu, not from Hashem. Hashem didn't have a problem any time during the night in rescuing Am Yisrael. It was Moshe that said, Kachatzos HaLaila, and the Torah that said, Vayihi Bachatzi HaLaila. At that moment in time, there is a Gilur Shechina where all language fails, and all we can do is be present to the divine, both from the aspect of the inability of language to explain human suffering, and also the absolute wonder of the mystery of the divine in saving us.